Right, I just want to turn tack a bit. We're talking about empathy earlier on. Oh, by the way, I don't believe there should be... You shouldn't have to knock on a president's door because there shouldn't be a president. There shouldn't be a prime minister. The idea of having to do such a thing is daft. They're only humans like the rest of us and they should be brought down to that level. And if we do have any sort of leadership, they should be elected and it should be recallable and recountable at any level. And subsidiarity means decisions are made at the lowest level possible. Well, part of the whole anarchist thing is no authorities. As well as that, it's based on empathy. So, obviously, the society is built on the fact that humans care about other humans and they sort of take that into account in anything they do. It's sort of built into us. That's why we even speak language. Our parents didn't suddenly start speaking language. They got it from their parents. And not even in isolation all the way down. In fact, they got it from all the society all around them. Our very thoughts are linked into the society in which we grow up. But comedy is an example of empathy. Comedy has become a bit of an industry right now, so it can be embarrassing sometimes the way people get up on stage and actually actively look for laughs. But you get the likes of this great American comedian who, I forget his name, died at the age of 32, and he was going till 1993, I think he died in. A really great comedian, and he just basically told it how he thought it. He did it in a certain funny way with loads of great facial expressions and stuff, so he managed to use the comedy circuit to get great ideas out there, and it was fantastic. But comedy is one form of entertainment. Music, that's a real mystification. Music is just like maths. 360 degrees, it was a Greek concept, and Pythagoras came up with a scale, musical scale as we know it. If you go up five notes in a scale from C to G, let's take that 5 seconds on a clock, going down from 12 to 1. Okay, that goes all the way right back around to C again, the musical scale. They're extremely related. Except music is very formulaic. It's more like a craft. There's very little expressive about it. It brings into the whole question, music is just like, it's just there. And people like to hear the familiar or the nostalgic. It's very rare that you hear anything that's really that quite different. I don't see a great difference between Bob Dylan and Bob Marley, for instance. Just different producers, which is different soundscaping, which is nice. But the music is basically the three-chord structure. And even Mozart is working around that. It's not that exciting, really. Music has sort of been mystified. Originally, the priests had it, and it was really wrapped up in music, in religion. And that's not coincidental. The original person who found a flute and said this works, and they found out how it works, a reed of grass or whatever, that was a way, a magic that they had, and they could control the populace through that magic. So music has still got the same mystification around it. Anybody can do it, I don't know why they'd bother, but if you put in the time, you learn the cheap tricks, which is all music is, and you can probably try to do something exciting. If you get a proper record company like Sony or something, the world will get to hear about it. Otherwise, no game. So music should be put into context. It's a strange thing that I actually like the thing, but that's good feeling back to the idea of ideas of the society around you and stuff, but I was sort of born with it. But apart from that, music is it says nothing. And the whole thing about art, generally speaking, one has to ask oneself, why do we have art? Art exists best in totalitarian regimes where people cannot openly say things. I think if things can openly be said, it doesn't need to dress them up with something like art. So, for instance, somebody was commissioned to do a painting for a king or for Stalin or whatever. They would write in a whole load of different codes in this. It would bot communication to a whole load of different levels. What we have in art at the moment is art galleries, which are for elites and exclusives. You know, or we have
videos and come on to way and saying you thousand bollocks. We need you and your art galleries.
Yeah, well, I'm not into them. I don't go.
You used to be a crying, bleeding head, and now you're not. You're straightened out. You think your God's gifts are fucking Jesus.
Oh, I am Jesus.
Calm down, me. You're not Jesus. No, you
are. I just changed my looks a bit.
You need a pair of glasses, and then you change your looks.
I don't have this. Why would I want a pair of glasses when I've got this for looks?
Yeah, well, that's because you're being real cool. Jesus Christ, that's a load of bollocks.
But sure, like, I'm not claiming to be anybody. I'm giving up my opinion.
No, you're not. You're preaching bullshit, man.
This is Speaker Square. Everybody's welcome to get up here, including yourself. And the idea is to reclaim a discussion from the general stuff that you wouldn't say. I don't think you'd hear any of this stuff on the media for some reason. I don't know why. If a radio station plays wall-to-wall classic hits and stuff, they're not going to give out about music that much anyway. But or else they'll have a DJ coming after them or something like that. They're not going to really take that apart that much. But art has definitely become the preserve of the rich or the preserve of whatever patrons. There's probably nothing unusual but in that. except that it used to be the preserve of religion, which was another form of control. But art itself is really at its most expressive when you cannot say things openly. Otherwise, you should be able to just say them as they are. And there's definitely nothing wrong. There's probably an art to that, which brings up the whole idea of craft versus the craft of language versus the actual art of language, which is quite, it's how somebody delivers. But there's a big difference between style and substance. So the style of what you say shouldn't impact on the substance of what it is, if there is substance there. Okay, so anyway, that's that. I was going to say, that's my boat gone anyway for a while or so. Yes.
Well, we need another voice. Got 2 minutes. 2 minutes of your time.
Very interesting across the road.
Well, yeah, they'll be inspired by you. Go and give us 2 minutes.